Since the annual budget surpluses under then-President Bill Clinton in the late 1990s, the amount of money the U.S. government spends each year has outpaced the amount of money it takes in. With two wars and a severe recession, that budget shortfall is expected to hit $1.6 trillion next year. On Thursday, President Obama signed an executive order launching a bipartisan panel to come up with solutions.
Without action, the accumulated weight of that structural deficit, of ever-increasing debt, will hobble our economy, it will cloud our future, and it will saddle every child in America with an intolerable burden.
The president had asked Congress to approve the creation of a panel that would force lawmakers to cut spending, but Congress rejected the proposal in January.
As a consequence, nobody's been too eager to deal with it. That's where these two gentlemen come in.
Mr. Obama named Democrat Erskine Bowles and Republican Alan Simpson to lead the commission. Simpson is a former long-term senator from Wyoming, and Bowles was chief of staff to former President Bill Clinton. Together, they'll preside over an 18-member bipartisan commission that will make recommendations to Congress. Conservative analyst Ron Haskins says some of those recommendations will involve painful but necessary program and spending cuts.
I think America would accept, you know, a little bit of pain, which is what it's going to take to balance the budget. And if we do it soon, the pain will be much less than if we do it, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 years from now.
Republicans blamed the Obama administration's $787 billion stimulus for adding to the nation's growing debt. But Democrats say the measure saved or created about 2 million jobs and prevented the recession from getting worse. Millar Sega, VOA News.